Well, yes, I'm the one with the button. Why you gotta put it off on me? You could have a button too. You all have buttons.
Yours. I have a whole keyboard, actually.
Yes, and each of those keys is a button. Your mouse
exactly.
has multiple buttons on it. I've seen pictures of it. It's a trackball. It's
one,
fancy.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That one's all, and a switch. That probably counts.
I'd count it.
Yeah.
And even if we don't, to keep the number lower, that's still a large number of buttons. You could be pressing buttons right now.
Yes, but I don't want to.
I pressed the button 47 seconds ago, not minutes.
I thought so. Yeah, I'm not surprised. I'm really not surprised.
Hey, we're going to let our mouth look full.
Of course. Hi, this is Beth. Welcome to GURPS Wars, GURPS homebrew that, I mean, the rule set probably slightly broken here and there, but we have fun, and also there's banter. The banter is free. I've got Crash, I've got Ellie, I've got Eo, and who would like to probably in character explain what happened last time, at least so far as the character thinks it's important?
Wait, we're playing GURPS Wars this evening? I thought we were going to be playing that new game with costumed heroes and giant robots in a dystopian 80s corporate-owned setting. You know, Sin Cyberpunk.
You know?
Ellie made that joke.
It would be moderately hilarious.
It.
Yes, you had to say it. It would be moderately hilarious to make or engage or whatever and have all you people playing in character, you know, a game within a game, because having you people pseudo role play the characters role playing would be hilarious, okay? I have weird tastes.
I mean, we could do that for real. We just need to requisition 3 walkers. And some silly outfits.
I made my telekinesis other roll by 8 to roll a crit success.
Put the walker down.
So,
I thought
what
we were supposed to roll it.
Time? Well, I say that what happened last time was that we helped somebody commit property damage.
Arguably,
she's not wrong. She is not wrong. And Tuxa thought that we should get in a vehicle with a bomb and activate it.
I thought that we should get in a vehicle with a bomb and take it far away before it activated. I wasn't expecting it to blow up in 3 seconds. You're all looking at me. It's not like it had a timer on it. Counting to... If it had a timer on it, I would have made sure it stopped at 007 like you're supposed to.
It didn't even say, I'm a 30-second bomb like it's supposed to. And then count poorly, like it's supposed to.
That's because it wasn't a 30-second bomb.
What kind of Jawa made this?
Perhaps it wasn't made by a Jawa at all.
No, we're going with Jawa.
At the suggestion that it wasn't made by a Jawa, there is no clutching of pearls by a mysterious Jawa somewhere else in the galaxy, but a sage nod saying, well, yes... It didn't do much damage when it blew up. You think that's one of mine? I mean, Houtini.
It would have done a lot. It would have done a lot more damage if, you know.
Yes, we allowed someone to do property damage at the expense of them doing, well, person damage.
I did have to break some fingers, though. In my defense, they're droid fingers. Those are easier to repair.
I wouldn't know anything about that. I just do the human, not the human stuff. I don't think we've encountered a single human except you, darling.
No, you've encountered a human. Not this last episode.
Oh, yes. Dear Herman. Hernan.
Yes, Hurston.
Hurston?
Yeah, him.
Don't blame me. It's the player who can't remember.
Of course.
He's no longer on my character sheet. So I can't look and see.
You took him off your character sheet?
Yes,
oh, that's
to replace
right.
him with Contact Mantellian Mob. I like all these people. They're our kind of people. And they don't like the Jedi, which is a plus in their favor.
The Jedi tend to be all these spoil sports about organized crime.
They sit there and they look judgmental at you.
Yes. Or they try to interfere. That's even worse. But
still one of
judgmental
my favorite.
Is definitely.
one of my favorite things about a previous session, where the Jedi just go around and look disapprovingly at things.
Mm-hmm.
They do. I'm actually
going to put all you people up closer to where you
look at Yoda.
When
Yoda's
I
got
look
resting
disapprovingly
his
at things, it's meaningful.
When I look disapproving at something, it ends up in low orbit. Usually as a cube.
Am I upside down or are all of you?
Everyone else is upside down because I decided that I want to move you to a location. And
I just
Ellie's
wanted on the record
back,
that I had nothing to do with this.
Ellie's flashing back to a different character from GURPS Wars Technicalities.
Yes, you had nothing to do with it. It's fine.
And Beth, remember, if you hold shift down, it moves the character to be right
shift,
side up.
Not, yeah.
Shift and arrow keys moves them whichever way you want. That's how I do the dance.
Right. I was... Yeah, I forgot it was a shift and not command.
I just keep holding down various keys until I figure it out.
And now the poor man's getting smaller. We just had lunch with him.
He's on a new diet. Weird.
What is this?
What key did you hold to make him smaller? Or did you just go in and edit by pressing buttons?
No. Oh, I may have hit the scale wrong. There we go. I accidentally scaled him somehow. I don't know how.
And now he's back to being the size of a city block. Because we're in
you're
town.
You're all
Matthew.
The size of a city block. Yes, because you're in town, Matthew.
We bring on the kaiju. We're ready.
So we got in the giant robots.
Yes, Cyberpunk is here.
So.
And it took some
Foundry.
You're not in Foundry.
And it took some will form the fashionable head. The arm will be missing because EO is currently logging into Foundry. You know it'll be the arm because Sen will be wielding the lightsaber that we summon during each battle for the killing blow specifically.
There is that. So, does anyone else want to fill in any more details or shall I?
Well, we went to visit Berekti while he was having lunch. Oh, no, first we had coffee. And I laid in the conspiracy theory. Flash, I don't remember what I laid in, but it was very important and very interesting, and everybody was talking about it. And. It had something to do with that explosion over at the place with the statue.
That's right.
Name we never really learned. And then we went over and visited Berekti, who was having lunch. And then he took us upstairs so that we could triangulate on the force connection coming from his hand. But on our way up, we had a bad feeling about this. And prevented him from getting in the car where there was an explosive device that very nearly, killed all of us, except it didn't. It just did some property damage. Nails in the side of the car, and cameras not working, and maybe a destroyed engine or two. But
wasn't his nephew the one who did the detailing of the car?
Yes, and we've called him, and he's on his way.
That's right.
And I hope he's on his way.
There was somebody with a mask with a stripe on it who handed it to the person who put it in the car. And there was somebody who actually made the bomb who handed it to the person with the mask with the stripe on it. And I don't know why she swallowed the fly. But
nobody died. Hopefully.
Nobody died. Well, nobody we care about.
And no one was poisoned.
But we really should.
That was in the vessel with the pestle.
Yes.
I remember that.
We really should talk to Stan Cass and poor Hurston and see if they have been blown up too. I would hate for them to wake up dead.
So would they.
Perhaps I shall be making a few phone calls while all of this repair business is happening. Oh, and Sen took Berekti downstairs and valiantly protected him while all this bomb business was happening. Ran and I were in the car because, frankly, my place in the universe is in a private car.
I keep saying it's easier for me to be the chauffeur if I'm not in the vehicle with you. I know that doesn't make sense, but it does. Apparently,
you could be on top. You could surf. It's all the rage.
No, that's telekinesis.
I shall make you some board shorts. No, you're telekinesing the car with you on top of it.
Why would you make me shorts out of boards? That doesn't seem like you'd be very flexible. It would hamper my mobility.
No, they're shorts you wear on boards. The shorts you wear on boards.
As opposed to bricks, concrete, plasteel.
Well, boards do tend to float better. And that's where surfing typically happens.
What?
You know, while you're floating.
And all of this is because of some villain in the shadows named the Charcoal Gray Face Mask. Or, no, it wasn't that. It was the Vanta Black Visor. No, that's not quite right.
Perhaps I shall be his arch enemy, the Ivory Makeup.
And then someone will have a theme song about ebony and ivory. What do you mean it's been done before?
So, that's probably about everything there. Yes, you healed his wound again, because apparently you can do that with the Force, because it was not healing, even with Colto.
What do you mean, apparently? I've been doing that since episode one.
Well, yes. Apparently, you can do this. It is quite apparent to everyone. See?
Ran, you're paddleboarding. I thought we were Sith through and through.
There's a callback.
The best part about this is we're off the rails in a way that is so meta. It's not that the characters are off the rails. We are.
I never met a game I didn't like.
I'm not sure our listeners, and more people listen to this campaign than any of the others, Beth, you need to be proud of this, are going to have any idea about what half of these jokes are, because we're referencing other things, some of them only in the chat.
Yeah, well, I hope I should be proud of it, because sometimes I worry that there's just a dearth of GURPS live casts, but...
I think that's one of the reasons why. Also, I think the fact that you know people who are associated with a certain game design company kind of helps.
I don't think they're watching, maybe, but I don't think they're watching.
Shout out to Liv Droman from the GURPS Discord.
Shout out to, yes, thank you. I hope you enjoy our lunacy.
Well, she's a patron.
Liz,
so...
we adore you. Tell your friends.
Yes, tell your friends.
And send this podcast to 10 individuals, or send will go a murderous blood rage at some point in the future. But Sen's going to do that anyway.
That's
a disad. That's what disads are for.
Send this podcast to 10 people, or don't. Do what you like. It's not like 3 people from the Division of Logistics know where you live or anything.
It's not like you're going to have Sith apprentices show up on your doorstep asking inconvenient questions.
Especially not you, Bob Fulton at 123 Chief Court.
After a bit, the summoned nephew appears. And I'm actually kind of proud of the rework I did on
There was a cloud of smoke there, and a whiff of brimstone as they appear.
No,
I said
like,
that before I looked at the art, and the art still kind of fits.
Yeah, kind of does.
So, you're the one we've been hearing about.
I am?
Only good things, I assure you.
Ram will casually look over at the damage and then look back into the conversation.
You're probably all down in a meeting room on a lower level and not where everyone is carefully cleaning up and being concerned about potential further explosions. Probably. Oof. Hmm. You've heard of me, okay? And it's not too terrible. Sir? What?
Well, the bomb that was placed in the car was quite well made, I'm told.
The what?
Yes.
Bomb?
Yes.
He is looking at his uncle, Barekti the Third, who nods. Yeah, bomb. Would have blown up in my car. You're the last one who saw the car. You were the one overseeing it getting some repairs. What's with the package that was in it? A package. There's a... Pa- there, No.
The package was the bomb. It was given to the droid. The droid picked it up and no longer could make use of anything below the neck.
I don't know how to do that kind of... What?
Well, here's the thing. This was done before the droid brought the car back. Its previous stop was your place of business. Do you have any means of security that might be checked to see who did this?
The droid. The droid would see who put something in the... It drove... I can't remember. I don't remember.
You don't remember if your place of business has any security in place?
Well, I mean, it's got a camera, but, I mean, that's only on when it should be.
Ah, so you disabled your own security, thus allowing this to take place, with us having very little to go on.
What? No, I was in the car because it needed the service, and I waited for it to be done, and the people at the service, they're decent people. We check them out, you know? And then it was all normal. I had the droid drop me off at the funeral home, and I don't remember anything weird.
Well,
and then the droid took it back.
There are many trustworthy people, but there was someone who was not. That someone put a bomb in that car. I was also in that car, and I've seen the amount of damage the bomb did. We are all lucky that when it exploded, it was not in the car. Although there has been some damage that will need to be repaired.
Oh, great.
Yes. Ooh. Lots of nails.
One of those.
Yes. And we're all keen on finding out who.
So am I. I can't remember anyone. I mean, I was... It can't have...
You might not
I don't remember
have
anyone.
You might not
I don't
have
remember
seen
anything it. Weird.
You might not have seen anyone. You might not have noticed anything weird, but you still know more about where this car went in the timeline of before there was a bomb in it to after there was a bomb in it than we know. And we are asking for your help because right now things don't look good and I'd like them to look better.
Look, Uncle. You know I'm not going to try and blow you up. There's a consideration and then a head tip of acknowledgement.
And Tuxa will reach out and pat his hand. It's all right, darling. We believe you.
I will detect Brandon's lies detect and made it by one. Do I believe him?
He does seem to be... He at least thinks he's telling the truth. He seems sincere. He's certainly sincere about not wanting to blow up his uncle. And Tuxa, you have made by 9. You have just barely missed a critical success.
On psychometry. Not I detect won. Lies.
On psychometry.
That's detect not lies
detect
with gusto.
I can't see anyone's dice.
Oh, no.
I mean, the rolls.
Oh, that bug again.
You've got...
Reload foundry and the problem goes away. At least for a while.
Okay.
Okay. And Tuxa. You get the fast forward, rewind, whatever... he came over here. He got the call. He was holding the comm unit that was summoning him there instantly. He was concerned. He was moving around in a place that claims to be a funeral home. He was making sure that certain packages that were being packed into, well, okay, this package... says that it's like coffins, but that is certainly not coffins in there. That looks like you can't tell if it's gun spice. It's definitely not that's not bodies and coffins. This place is a front for something. He was, you know, bidding farewell to the droid. He's leaving a package in the front seat with the droid. He's talking, and before that he's talking to someone who you can't see the face. There's something wrong. You can't see the face and the memories here. And he's sort of nodding. And before that, he's hanging out, waiting for the car. He's, you know, reading social media on his data pad. He's, you know, taking the car in. You've got nearly a crit. You've got the last day, basically.
Okay. Don't worry, darling. It will come by and review your camera. But okay. Mr. Barecki, if it's all the same, I think he's good to go. I mean, he's told us everything he knows. And he knows it would be a bad idea to lie to us, so...
You're sure about that? He must have seen something.
People look the other way without even thinking about it sometimes. Someone sneaks into the shop and hands a package to a droid. It's been known to happen. I've missed obvious signs myself.
Tony, go check on the security at the shop that has, you know, see if they missed somebody putting something into the car. Go check their cams, make sure that their cams are working. Yes, sir. You got it. Yes, sir. He will scamper off.
Now that he's gone, he's absolutely the one who gave the bomb to the droid.
What?
Well, I want him to think that he got away with it. Otherwise, he's not going to lead us back to the person who actually gave him the bomb if he thinks that he's being followed.
Why would he have put a bomb in the car?
Personally, I think he was manipulated into doing it.
There are ways to make someone think something's a good idea. And there's also some ways to make them not remember that they did it.
Indeed.
That's what I was worried about.
But I still don't know what this person's face looks like, which presents a problem.
And you've got such a good eye for faces.
It is a gift.
What?
Sometimes I wish you'd give the eye back, though. It's kind of creepy how you just carry it around.
One must have one's accessories, darling.
I know it's a relic from a bygone era, but that's besides the point.
Mr. Barecki, you were saying?
I was saying that... You're exactly the kind of people that Sandcass really, really likes, aren't you?
He is a delightful man.
Right. So... But yes.
How did I describe myself to him? Spooky action at a distance?
Something like that.
All right. Yes. You're not the ones who gave my nephew the bomb, are you? Because you didn't need to do that to ingratiate yourselves.
No, of course not. Well, I certainly didn't. I suppose I can't speak for these two. They haven't been in my sight the entire time.
Bombs aren't my style.
I don't know how to make a bomb.
Well, they have it. Besides, if we had wanted to ingratiate ourselves with you, we would not have let your car get damaged either.
Exactly. Right.
Darling, why don't we go follow your nephew? We'll see what he's up to, and we'll see where he goes, and... Perhaps he will lead us back to this person who gave him the bomb, and then, well, we can kill him.
Not the nephew, I hope.
No, the person who gave him the bomb. I will do my very best to keep your nephew alive and in good health.
I think you might want to, if you want to intercept somebody, you might need to find Boss Bantha.
All right.
I can keep some people watching my nephew. You can follow him if you want, but... If he's just a patsy...
Then Boss Bantha is the person we want to talk to.
He was the other human at the ritual.
I see.
And if Sandcast had
somebody...
Perhaps
you know of a way to contact him.
I know where he hangs out. He likes to... He's got
a... That's all we need.
All right. He goes to some gym place. It's where his... center of operations is, so that he can...
Incidentally, speaking of centers of operations, do you know that your nephew is running something out of the funeral home?
He better be.
Well, he's doing a fine job of it.
I certainly hope so. If he isn't, then I'm going to have some opinion. Yeah.
He is.
Good. I'm glad he's not just lazing around.
He seems to be shorting the packages.
He better not be. Except the ones that need to be shorted.
Well, naturally. What I mean to say is he's following instructions.
Good.
I shall leave you to your
green glove.
Then, I think. The green glove.
Green glove. That's the place.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
It's for fights. The padded
I like the
gloves.
Sound of that.
If you say so.
Watching other people hurt each other? Well.
Better than getting darlings, into squabbles my age.
Very fair. Darlings, shall we leave Mr. Barakti to his business?
It sounds like we have our own work cut out for us.
Indeed.
He will have someone politely escort you to the door, i.e. make sure that you don't get funny looks or questioned as you go out, since everyone's a little bit on edge still, what with the whole bomb and everything, and also you might want to go out the back way because the cops are in fact coming around and being a bit of a nuisance. Other people Indeed. Are handling them. Let's see where...
I'll call a cab to pick us up a block or two away.
Okay. That seems to go off without a hitch. You can make danger sense rolls before you get into the cab if you're feeling paranoid.
I'm always paranoid.
Well, yeah. Ah, and took some. 8x8.
You know what they say. Trust and terrify.
Then, 8x6. It ran do one as well. Just out for grins.
Oh, I'm not seeing anyone.
Ran is looking for perception.
You're not seeing anyone's rolls.
I'm reloading Foundry because I got hit with the same bug. And oddly enough, when Foundry is reloading, I have a reason to not see perception. Screen black. No perception. I have physical dice here that I can roll while I'm waiting for this. So let's see. That's 3d6. That's 11. I got an 11. I can't see if I did that well or not because I can't see my perception roll. Score.
11 will make
fine.
It.
You made it by one.
Didn't even
you
have a penalty for rolling
danger.
In the dark.
Indeed. You do not feel danger from the taxi you have hailed, but then to a lesser extent, and Antuxa somewhat, someone out there is thinking killing intent in your direction. It's very faint, but you know. Something has decided that you personally annoy them. Meanwhile, I'm going to move.
Well,
so I can put
after. I can't blame them. We are no strangers to love. And what is love if not annoying somebody?
At some point, they're going to say, "Don't hurt me."
Yes.
We might listen.
Yes, they will.
Sen won't, but we might.
And then they'll say, "Don't hurt me no more."
One of us mentioned the 80s once, and it just opened the floodgates. I'm okay with this. I have zero complaints.
There we go. One moment while I shove the cat around. There we go. So, you have a taxi. Someone out there has decided that they hate you. What are you going to be up to?
We're going to celebrate because, well, someone deciding they want to do bad things to us, well, that's par for the course. But also, we have a taxi. So, we're one up compared to usual. I mean, previously, we had someone wanting us dead, and we had negative one trains.
This is true. I should get the cane back out. It makes an impression.
Especially when you swing it hard enough.
Oh, and...
yes.
And Tuxa, when you called people, the Sandkiss is a bit higher on his security... making sure he has enough of it now, and he's all right, and Hurston is a little concerned that people may be trying to off, you know, is she sure that it's not some of the others because they don't want to be embarrassed by having been there? You know, he's a little concerned that Barecti might have been trying to off people. Oh, wait, Barecti got threatened? Yeah, okay, he'll take extra precautions.
Thank you, darling. We are going to see Boss Bansman now. Hopefully he'll know something about this. As ever, I will let you know what we find out.
He's got a temper, too. So, yeah, keep me updated. Thank you, my lord. no. The sunglasses. Are you all going to be using sunglasses icons?
I don't have a version of the icon that Ellie's using. It's cropped different from what I have. So that one's going to take a little bit more time, and I'm easily distracted by plot happening. So
plot, it happens. Dun, dun, dun.
There aren't enough paladins for to prevent it.
True. So, heading to the Green Glove or anything else? Oh, yes, I forgot to, in part of the recap, there's a great big white circle down in the south end of the island that is Antux's rough guess of the area in which that force bond from the wound might be happening. Mm-hmm. Well, you assume it's from the wound. You know, the thing that happened due to the ritual. Yes. Okay, so you people did not go to the place I made a map for, but at least I have the map.
I went to the place you told me to go to.
No, that was where Berekti told you to go. He thought it wasn't a reasonable idea to follow his nephew around. Also, he's having his nephew followed, thank you. You people are a bunch of weirdos. He's well inclined towards you bunch of weirdos, but, you know, some things you gotta keep.
I'm just saying, if you had wanted us to use a map, you shouldn't have told us not to go to the place where the map was located.
No, that's fine. I'm just warning you, it's going to have to be more theater of the mind. Also, I didn't want to have to draw that thing anyway, so yeah. I knew it existed. I knew it was there. Just going to...
I mean, I'm not my players who, when I say, you should go to this place on the map, they say, we will go anywhere but there.
Did we do that?
Many times.
Oh.
I gave up, but just gave you like four choices each arc, saying, where do you want to go? Pick one. I'll build the adventure around that.
Yes, well.
Anyway.
You get to... I mean, this whole place is clearly showing the Ord Mantell brutalist concrete style of architecture. And the outside of this location is no different. It's got Green Glove... pugilist. I cannot pronounce pugilist. That word. I can read it. Pugilist. A gem written across it. And the only thing that anyone bothers to keep the lights, you know, of the neon going is on the Green Glove part.
Probably because they don't know what pugilist means.
Or they can't figure out how to pronounce it and don't want anyone to ask. You know, these things, they happen. They happen. Inside, it's a gymnasium. It smells like a lot of people have assorted habits of things they like to inhale that are not air. You know, you could call it smoky if you wanted to. Some of the smoke is weirdly mint scented, but, you know, vaping and stuff. Dimly lit.
So it's smoky and there's bandits.
Something like that. It's dimly lit. It also smells like, honestly, they need an air filter in here. There are all kinds of probably mostly humans. They're working out a lot. They get sweaty. And this place needs an air filter.
I don't expect this roll I'm about to make to succeed. I expect this roll to fail. But I am going to attempt to use telekinesis other to make the air around the three of us be cleaner. If that involves making a gust of wind push the foul stuff away from us, so be it. If that involves making the particulates go elsewhere, perhaps suddenly attach themselves to the floor, then so be it. But I'm...
Roll and let's see what you can manage.
I expect this to fail, but I want to see how close I get to succeeding.
Made by 12. And
I'm not expecting that to be good enough for what I'm trying to do.
You can... The doors creak a bit further open as they were sliding shut as some fresher air comes in, but it doesn't last, and it doesn't entirely help.
I use thaumaturgy to open all the windows in the inn. As a side note, survival. All of your character art has heads at an angle, and that makes it way more difficult to get glasses to be lined up over both eyes and hitting the ear properly. Just pointing that out.
And Tuxus rolled survival desert at -3 and has failed. And Tuxa, what were you attempting to survive?
The desert, clearly.
Well, no, it was at -3. That's the usual default for something besides the desert.
Yes. I was defaulting to survival desert so that I could roll survival smoky nightclub.
You're having a really hard time not coughing. You direly want to cover your nose and wish that you had brought a stylish imperial breathing filter to cover your lower face.
I'm using a handkerchief. It doesn't help.
No, it's not helping. There are a lot of, you know, weightlifting things and grubby mats, and the weights are not in good condition. Some of them are, they actually look rusty. Why? And a few, they're clearly tough guys, TM. They're hanging around and looking furtive about things and instantly zero in on you people. And you people buying a membership? A tough guy swaggers over.
Oh, it's all right, darling. We're already members.
Huh. You, the boss said you're members? Okay.
It took away the hand. You don't need to see your membership cards.
You made your mind tricks by 8.
They should move
on. Tuxa waves their hand. What is this, a Costco?
I was sipping water.
Oh. Because they have excellent deals. Sorry.
Okay. Crash. Are you alive? Coughing while muted while coughing.
I'm alive. Fluid dynamics aside, I am here.
Oh, good. So, welcome to the club. You want to work out or do some sparring?
Actually, we're here because we're concerned about Boss Banfa.
Why? He's been the headaches, but...
Well, within the last, 12 hours or so?
Maybe 16 by now.
16, perhaps. Many people have tried to murder Sandcast, and poor Mr. Barecki was nearly blown up. So,
you think
we'd very much like to check on Boss Bantha.
Technically, let me get the spell it. Am I doing this wrong? No, it's okay. Banpa.
Yeah.
Boss Banpa.
The boss comes out. They are a large elephanting creature covered in fur.
Oh, the baby banthas are so cute in Switter. You have to wrangle them out of the starport because they got loose.
The funny thing is, I'm sure this was just an accidental mispronunciation as opposed to my intentional pronunciation of Sandcast as Sandcastle. And also, we all serve Darth Chardonnay.
The fellow looks concerned, and he ain't told any of us to be trying to get rid of the others. We don't want to start none with Barecki.
I understand. No, it seems to be someone external who is trying to eliminate. Listen, I think we'd better talk to the boss.
Okay, I can send you back to... I'll send you back, sure.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Let me go make sure he's not too busy.
Indeed. As bosses often are. We'll wait here until you come back for us.
Okay, sure.
Headaches sound concerning. Somebody could sneak something Nasty into all of this pretty well.
Very easily. Or his food, or any number of things.
Rand does not say, you're saying something nasty isn't already in the air here, but he's thinking it very hard. Hard enough that he wouldn't be surprised if both his compatriots already heard him.
Yes, darling.
The tough guy TM heads back, not quite so much of the intimidating swagger, but, you know, thump, thump, thump. You hear him going, hey, boss, your new members are here. They say somebody's fades out a bit as the door closes.
Someone is trying to kill the great chefs of Ord Mantell.
After a bit, I will plonk out there. Human, sort of reddish hair, scowling. And his knuckles look bloodied enough that he's probably been punching something or maybe someone. It depends on whose blood that is. He comes scowling out. Yeah? What's this? I ain't got no new members. I don't know you people. Who are you people?
Darling, what a pleasure to see you. May we talk privately?
What you want to talk about?
Well, the fact that someone keeps trying to assassinate everyone who's big around here?
Indeed. The murder attempts just keep piling up, and we wanted to make sure that you weren't, well, dead.
I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Hey, Gusto, check the news and see if there's anything about people trying to kill the other bosses around here.
Why, that cut on your hand looks positively awful.
This blood ain't mine.
Oh, I don't mean the blood, dear. You know as well as I do what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you don't, you shouldn't, yeah. He sort of smacks one fist into his hand and doing the, yeah, I'm fine, it'll heal.
No, it won't. Trust me.
Why? You friends with that Ebony Veil jerk?
No, I'm trying to find him so I can kill him. Because he has done something to you.
You want it just me?
No. Everybody who was there the other night and who has a cut on their hand and who is feeling strangely weakened.
I ain't weak. Just have headaches.
No, you're not weak. You just have headaches, which you have had since the other night.
Add him a bit longer than that.
All right.
He doesn't happen to have any mummified insects near him, does he? Asking for
having
a Jawa.
What?
I'm not asking this in character.
Mummified what? Mummified what?
I'm thinking of the insect things from the other arc.
Oh, those.
Yeah. Because he's got headaches. No, is he having trouble sleeping? Is there a new ice cream machine nearby?
You never know. You people haven't done, we haven't played enough to find out if you people are going to actually do anything about that situation.
Let me see your hand, dear.
Look, only person who calls me dear is my mom. I ain't going to just hand over anything just to pretty aliens.
Darling, we can disagree about this, or you can just let me see your hand. One or the other, one way or the other, fine. If you want that cut to fester like it's doing, and no, it won't heal on its own, then by all means. And if someone comes trying to kill you, don't say I didn't warn you.
From over to the side, one of the others says, boss, there was a big explosion at the Barekti place. They say nobody was hurt.
Yes.
And last night, somebody hired Funzie, Yellow Funzie, to try and shoot Sandcass. The human in front of you folds his arms and looks somewhat disgruntled at you. You all have a certain amount of empathy and whatnot. He is just radiating. Well, if he had the power of the Force, you would probably be doing the certain amount of yes, your rage gives you strength. I'm not looking at that, people. I'm not looking at that. I am not looking at the pictures.
Yes, yes, let your ADHD flow through you.
Yeah. 4 cents. Detecting disturbance, 2 and 3. You're not detecting anything. Because you're looking for it and listening for it, think you're picking up faint hints of the same force nonsense.
Okay.
It would, of course, be easier if you managed to take his hand, but you have a strong feeling that you might have to mind trick him and or everyone else to manage it. He looks like he has a great deal of, you ask me to do something, so I don't wanna.
Yeah, I understand that. All right, darling. We'll leave you be. But if you wake up dead, don't come crying to me.
If I'm dead, sweetheart, I won't be crying to anybody. I ain't gonna be dead.
Very well. Ransom, shall we? Or is there something more you'd like to do?
Rand does not consider signing up for realsies to see how well his telekinesis self and telekinesis other would allow him to win fights single-handedly, so to speak, or zero-handedly, as the case may be. But he's tempted to consider it, and then he leaves.
I think I'd get in trouble for sparring here. Let's go.
And while we're going, since the groceries have just arrived and I need to help take them out, how about we take a 5-minute break and try to keep it to 15?
Oh, very well.
And that's when the craft services table said, punchline. I'm getting really tired of this meme. Why do people keep saying punchline? It doesn't make sense.
Well, you have to have a line to get to the punch. Otherwise, people just crowd around the bowl and it spills.
But why the punch?
I was in the punchline, and I'm the reason it took so long. I had to get the perfect cup.
Is your cup half sherbet?
Maybe.
Right. I could have it be
the other half is sherbet too. I changed my mind.
I could have it be 150% sherbet if you wish.
It melts on your hand.
Not if you eat it right.
And then you get brain freeze.
Not if you have Ran helping you eat it right.
What, by eating it?
No, because as I made telekinesis other by 11, the sherbet remains unspilled. In spite of there being 5 pounds of sherbet in a 1 pound bag.
Right.
It melts, you have a column of liquid.
Right. So, I'm going to do my retcon now. When Barekti mentioned Boss Banpa, he should have said the other gang leader, because there was another human there from what Hurston said. And then there are the notes about the other two humans besides Hurston himself. There's Boss Banpa. And my notes were, I don't remember if I actually said any of this, that he's the new Green Street Gang's leader, and the old one was a Deveronian, and the rumor is that Boss Banpa tore one of the Deveronian's horns off and beat him to death with it. Charming fellow. He does act like the sort of person who'd try. And the other was Yelonius Dornva, heir to Dornva Industries, which owns a lot of the run-down stuff on Ord Mantell, like Thanog Glass, which is apparently in the Thanog Island City, whatever. Bly's TNG after the warehouse got blown up, makes droids at a factory off by Kessin's Landing, buying warehouses over on Manet Point. Everything he touches, though, it's like he just can't make any money from it. Gets it mostly paid off, then something happens. Pretty sure it's not even his enemies or something. It's like he's cursed. Scrapes off just enough to pay off his creditors, then something happens, and he owes even more. And he wasn't able to get the warehouse demolished because he couldn't pay the bribes to untangle the paperwork. But it seems to be kind of demolished now, but, you know, well. That wasn't the case when you were getting the intel. So, you have wandered off and left the Green Street pugilist gym, gather.
I'm waiting for either an explosion or a less expected fight to break out.
You are not being chased out by the tough guys. There seems to be an argument going on about whether or not you actually had a membership, and somebody may be getting punched in there. You're not sure.
A giant cactus falls from orbit and lands on the gem. My nemesis has returned.
I'm going to... Yeah. You have followed those leads.
Well, I still think that, well, we're not finding Ebony Vale. If Ebony Vale isn't anywhere, like, findable, we could try to follow that force vibe, or we can make Ebony Vale think we have something they want.
Indeed. You proposed, I believe, putting on a show.
Yeah, something like that.
Right, you like the idea. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Well, it seems pretty likely to me that Ebony Vale is the only person around here who actually has the force stuff they're trying to, like, poke into. So, we've got something of an advantage of getting their attention, if that's what we want, and that we've got the real thing.
Quite true.
But also, well, they have this habit of attacking from a distance, through intermediaries. If we make ourselves a target to lure them out, chances are we just lure out an unwilling lackey.
Who might be able to lead us back to the Ebony Vale? Speaking of which, do we want to go check in on this nephew?
I'm not even sure that Ebony Vale is the one sending the assassins. Why go to all that trouble getting hooks into all those people just to immediately try to assassinate them?
Perhaps it's the Force connection. You know, there are... Sorry, someone was climbing on my desk. I have to imagine that there are Force rituals that involve a great deal more power if the person that you're drawing power from dies.
Ah, yeah.
The that desert creature certainly seemed to like that sort of thing.
Yeah, that'd do it. Still, they don't really probably have Force-sensitive lackeys. Or if they do, it's going to be, like, one person.
True. Well, I assume without evidence that this show is going to involve me. What would you like me to do?
All right. So, whatever they're trying to do, they're trying to dig into the underworld to do it. I mean, this place is mostly underworld, but, like, so their motivations are going to be something about taking over the underworld around here, because otherwise they'd get a bunch of random people and suck their life energy for sacrifices. And, like, maybe they're already doing that, but the point is they've gone to a lot of trouble to target, like, the gang bosses. So, well, that means I've got to think that they're tapped into the rumor mills and such around here.
Indeed.
So, if something pops up that's a potential threat to their takeover plan or whatever it is, they're going to send someone to investigate. I mean, that's pretty usual extrapolation, right?
True.
And when was the next auction again?
When was the next auction? And Tuxa will remember. The player does not.
The GM doesn't at the moment. Irregular and probably another month or so.
Mm.
Who puts on the auctions?
It varies. There's locations, auctioneers. There's probably a set of frequent locations, and you know people who, and you get your invites a lot of that time, at least for the special stuff. It's probably someone with ties to a hut gang, honestly.
Well, if it's a regular, we could put on an auction.
An auction what?
Bran, are you saying that we can't do force special effects for an alleged force artifact?
Well, certainly we can. That goes without saying. But what effects? What are we working towards? What are we trying to convey through these? There's an art to it. And quite frankly, my artistic endeavors usually involve turning something into a cube.
Yeah.
Are we going to auction off a series of cactus-shaped cubes? Or cube-shaped cacti? Or sandstone? I can make sandstone. It's not as coarse, and it doesn't get everywhere.
Right.
I think we've got a bottle of something around here, too, don't we? No, we left that in an air.
Whatever it is, I'm not touching it.
Well, okay. There are kind of a couple of big potential things here, and one of them, probably the easier one, is some kind of weapon. And that might get their attention because that mirror is definitely like a weapon.
Indeed, of some sort anyway.
Yeah. Maybe a weird weapon, but a weapon.
Well,
the harder option is faking something that can give someone some kind of access to the Force. Now, that, as far as I know, that's not, like, possible, and someone who actually does Force stuff should know that, but someone who's treating with some Force entity would also know that the thing that someone would mistake for someone getting Force abilities is someone getting possessed. I kind of hoped that I wasn't the only one brainstorming here.
I'm brainstorming. I'm just letting you talk.
Right.
You know, I was joking about the cubes, but what if I wasn't? We just need to be made out of some sort of material that is not just metal, crystal maybe, glass, and etch in a few runes. We happen to have an expert here on that subject into the sides, and then the rest is hocus pocus and sleight of hand trickery. I've been learning about that recently. Well, that all ties together. Editor's note, Ran has not at any point put points into that, but he's learning about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have an idea that might even require less effort. How do you fancy a trip back to the Whispering Land?
I think I know what you're getting at.
I assume she's getting Brennan, at the Whispering Library.
I wonder if Sen and Antuxa actually are on the same page.
Well, I hope we are.
We'll find out in a bit, won't we?
Yeah.
So you want to go back to the Whispering Lantern?
Yes. Well, you've already preloaded the map.
I'm also hoping you'll remind me of the name of the proprietor.
The name of the proprietor is Barlow by Wiki.
By Wiki, that's right.
Of the Wikipedia by Wikis.
No. Oh,
I would have been able to see that if I'd been able to see his token so I could mouse over it.
I am going to keep him.
Why is my token rotating? I told it not to do that.
Because it's the old token that was on this map already.
Yeah, the last time we were on this map was before we switched over to 13.
Right. Okay, so where's
shift
the
down.
Token?
Shift down lets you rotate. Or rather, rotate back.
Anyway.
Hey. You can fly your taxi back to there, as appropriate, presumably. There's the lock rotation. That's so hard to find. And put him in his chair. Indeed, the little magic shoppy is there, the Whispering Lantern. There is the proprietor there. There's all of the fascinating, fascinating stuff. And there's just so much stuff here, and it's so fascinating. At least for people who are fascinated by this kind of thing. Let me get a little bit of... Okay. Yes, he talked about a number of things that he had, and when Antuxa left the place, she did a force disturbance sensing, and indeed he might have some minor artifacts somewhere in here.
Mm-hmm.
He will greet you all. It's like, you're back. I haven't found out anything beyond the warehouse that it blew up in the middle of the night.
So it did. How strange. Mr. Bywicky, it is so good to see you again.
Good to see you, too. I'm glad you weren't blown up in the warehouse. I hope it wasn't a problem.
No, not at all.
Oh, good.
So, what brings you here?
Force sense, made by four. What are you force sensing?
I am just determining what minds are actually around us.
Oh.
You don't have to go into actual detail. Just, is there anybody but us in the building?
There's, as far as you can tell, no one likely to be in the building, no, except, you know, your two companions and Barlow here.
Okay.
And the reason I have rolled detect lies is I am trying to figure out if he seems at all disappointed that we weren't caught.
No, if anything, he seems relieved, maybe? He seems also curious. He possibly is wondering if you were the people who blew it up.
Mm. Well, I must say it does benefit me for people to believe that I'm the one who blew it up. But I'm afraid I had nothing to do with it. When we visited, the barrels of explosives were already there.
Well, I'll just have to complain that some people weren't telling me that it was a dangerous... Well, one has one's sources, and they don't always know what's going on. They just know when people are coming in and out of places, and I suppose no one's going to be coming in and out of that place, at least till it's rebuilt.
Indeed.
What brings you here?
Well, I have a favor to ask. Do you talk to people who talk to people, if you know what I mean? Could you spread a rumor?
Depends on the rumor.
Well,
I tend to talk to people who have an interest in the stage magic.
Oh, indeed. Well, here is my favor. And
that might be a good route.
Well, hear me out. This will be fun, I think. But I do intend to pay for the trouble. You see, what I would like you to do is complain to some of these people that the creature who came out of the mirror that you thought was fake and who has quickly gathered both a local following and the attention of the local gang leaders keeps coming back to your shop to ask you for things. You would have sworn that mirror was fake. So you were very surprised when I walked out of it.
There's a thought.
After all, nobody seems to know what I am, and I'm afraid I do have the appearance.
I thought we all agreed you were a Deperonian. That's out of character.
It's not the Montrals.
I can spread that rumor, but some of the places that it would get to are likely to get me robbed.
Hmm.
The sort of people who come to this place, some of them don't believe that stage magic is superior to all the other things, you know, study, meditation, Jedi, and whatnot. You know, indeed.
Why? This is what I'm asking you for. Why actually put the show on when you can make it appear that you already have?
Well, the problem is that the people who think that I'm just a cover for dealing in
the more esoteric objects.
Yeah, some of them might think it was a wonderful idea to break in and steal the mirror and maybe try to murder me.
Then, suggestion, why don't we make them think that it's in the other hand?
We stole it first.
No, we don't even have to steal it. The complaint could be that when Intuxa came out of the mirror, after coming back a few times, decided, well, I'm just going to take this with me, and took the mirror away. And you didn't even get reimbursed for it. Now, we're certainly not taking the mirror, but if you complain that we did, they're not going to come here to steal a thing that isn't here, so far as they know, are they?
Indeed, they'll come for us.
Where are you going to set up your...
Having the mirror might be useful.
It might be, well, it but might it looks very heavy, and I'd rather not impose by actually taking the replica out of here.
Indeed.
I'd pay a bit for it.
But I have made a show of going in and out of my hotel, and I've been seen all over town at the various locations of the gang leader. We could choose any number of places. After all, you haven't seen me in the same outfit twice, have you?
Oh, I haven't.
This guy's seen and took approximately two times
Fancy
total.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I've been wearing different outfits each time.
This is true. Mm-hmm. This is true, but still.
Obviously, you have luggage. Hannah.
Yes. Mm. Well.
You might want a fake mirror, something to drape over.
Indeed. I don't suppose you have a... Well, goodness, even, I suppose, an old board or a piece of plywood would do. So long as it was large and drapeable.
Just trying to think where something suitably spooky might be. Might be something in the library basements or the old...
I don't suppose any lumber survived from,
cathedral.
From the warehouse incident.
I wouldn't know about that one. Probably. That'd be hard to get to. You could try for it, but... If you go digging around in the library or maybe the old cathedral, those would have some spooky things. If you want to commission something, you'd probably go talk to Thanog Glass.
Why?
They make mirrors. Oh, well. They do make mirrors. So, make all kinds of glass. Transparent steel. The usual.
Could I tempt you with, say, a reasonable amount of money?
He does a big sigh.
I know, it is quite an imposition, and I apologize for putting you in this position. But really, we need to draw this ebony veil out, and implying very heavily that he has the wrong mirror is a way to do it.
Or at least one fewer mirrors than he thinks he should have.
Indeed.
That's
and trash. I do love Dorian Gray jokes. They never get old.
Ellie is referencing my idea. We commission a painting of Intuxa the size of the mirror, but it's painted as if she's grown old. We keep it covered. They show up and take the cover off and see an elderly Intuxa. Then turn to see a young Intuxa. And then we compress them into a cube. Several cubes, because Sen cuts them in half.
I'll spread some rumors. They're going to be different each one that I spread.
Excellent. People will look for glimmer of truth in each one. They won't find any, but they'll look for it.
This may take a couple days.
Well, we have things to do. Time to spare.
Not to mention all of the tourist attractions, if you want to see those. Right. All right,
you're
yes.
Suggesting we go through some library basements?
That's true. If you want to get more props, the library basements or the cathedral. One of those.
Indeed.
I'll see what I can do. I can't make it look too obvious, you understand? Otherwise, it's going to be, what's that old by wiki trying to pull now? What fascinating stage magic stunt has he come up with? All right. Keep your credits for now. If it turns out that I have to get repairs done or medical bills paid, I'll expect them then.
Of course. Thank you so much for your help.
Well, you're all interesting people, and you appreciate my little knick-knacks, so...
I certainly do.
All right. So, can I interest you in any knick-knacks since you're here?
Actually, while we were talking, Ran was doing his usual thing of looking at all the shelves and stuff, and last time he picked up a couple books. This time, he's looking for a knick-knack. Something that looks interesting.
There's so much that looks interesting.
And pocketable. That he wants to purchase, but is easy to carry around.
There are a whole bunch of little shiny fake glass eyes, some sort of weird scale, a fascinating rock, some dice, that display table that's sort of in the middle there. There's scrolls, there's magic wands, there's candles that you can't blow out.
Is there anything with runes carved into it that most people wouldn't understand what they are?
Yeah, you can find a whole bunch of runestone rocks, basically. They look like, okay, you know, they're part of a fortune-telling thing.
Okay. But they're part of a fortune-telling thing. So the whole set is pocketable? Or is it, hey, this rock is pocketable. Hope you've got a lot of pockets.
The rune fortune-telling set is probably about, depends on how big your pockets are. It's probably about 6 or 7 inches by...
That's larger than I'm looking for. 3 or 4. I'm looking for something...
Think of a travel chest set.
That's way larger than I'm thinking of.
Oh, you don't have big pockets.
Well, I might have... The character might have big pockets. It depends on what outfit Intuksa is forcing him to wear. There might be air quotes around the word forcing at the size point.
That would be the box size. The little runes inside it would probably be like, you know, thumbnail.
Ran is looking for a single tchotchke.
Okay.
That looks fascinating. That might be used later on as a Chekhov's gun situation.
You can probably find a little the shiny coin on a chain that you use to hypnotize people or pretend to hypnotize people, if that would be an appropriate sort of thing.
Something that with the right persuasion, we could convince somebody that it actually is some type of relic, and wouldn't you be interested in this?
Yeah, you can probably get one, although you might need to etch your own rune onto it.
Oh, there can be aftermarket stuff done to it. I'm sure there already is aftermarket stuff that was done to it to make it look as interesting as it is now. That's not the point. The point
sparkly,
is, when Ran,
yes,
when Ran finds the shiny, Ran is going to ask Intuksa for her opinion on it.
Oh, it's lovely, darling. I think it suits you.
Honest opinion.
I think it suits you.
It's not me that I'm trying to suit. It's a potential target in the future.
Ah.
With tomfoolery.
Well, it still suits you.
Ah. Well, I think I'll purchase this.
It also suits the purpose, but it suits you.
Wonderful. Perhaps it'll be involved in some Sith shenanigans coming up.
It is a quite reasonable price for your little shiny on a string.
Ran will not wear it. Ran will pocket it after paying full price.
Do come again, and etc. All of the usual things that storekeepers say when they want people to come back and give them more money in the future.
Wait a minute. I think, because Ran is not the only person to give this guy money, but I think Ran is the only person to actually purchase things from here, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's all right. You're the one who comes in and buys things, so... He's happy to see all three of you.
I'm just amused that Ran is the only one actually like giving this person money for objects as opposed to money for services as opposed to goods. Or these things aren't goods. They're more evils or neutrals, but still.
Well, some of them might be good. They're, or at least they're entertaining.
Jedi shenanigans aren't really a thing.
Counterpoint. I mean, he's not in this era, but have you seen Yoda?
I have seen Yoda That's bouncing around like a rubber ball, holding a lightsaber.
Gremlin.
It is glorious.
Yeah.
But in this area, what are the Sith going...
Gremlin.
In this era, what are Jedi going to do? Walk around and look disapprovingly at things?
Oh, they do that. Yep.
Oh, no.
Ellie, I read the first line of that, and I knew what the last line was.
It's a knick-knack.
It's an old joke, but I love it.
It is a good joke, and I also love it.
Oh, well, you have a knick-knack, you have a plan, you have a hotel room that you could go back to, you have the tourist attractions, you have the local library, etc. And since we've been playing for probably a couple hours now, if I judge the timing right, hour and a half, but it's getting late.
1:45 before I cut out the silences.
Still, it's getting late for you.
I have morning in the morning, yes.
Yes, ew. So, in order for me to get some amount of... What is your next goal so that I can be thinking of something appropriate for next week?
Well, it's either the library or Fenog Glass.
The glass thing seems to be more urgent, but I do like a good book depository.
And they may have something spooky in the basement that precludes the need to go to Fenog Glass. Although we should probably still talk to our young man who runs the place.
You know, we have a history with spooky basements.
Yes, that's the fun of it. What will the floor turn into this time?
I'm leaving all the bottles alone.
Oh, you and me both.
Well, Sen, it's your job then.
Any buckets? Leave them be.
The bucket was at the top of the stairs, though. That wasn't in the basement until we carried it down the stairs. I still don't know why we carried it with us.
I thought it might be important.
I thought it was going to be important, too. This is the second time I'm mentioning it, but I thought it was a Chekhov's gun situation. No, it was just a random bucket of blood.
There were a lot of horrible little horror things in that mansion.
Yes, there were.
And then you skip by a whole bunch of them and go and remove the load-bearing MacGuffin and started the countdown.
And that Halloween special still lasted 2 years.
Yeah.
I'm afraid I put quite a bit of lightning into that poor man.
Man is an interesting phrase. I think in force entity possession thing might have been better, but you know.
Yes, well.
We are doing the Luthen goodbye version of wrapping this up, by the way. I'm okay with
that. No, that's fine.
So we are going to the library, then our glass.
Library first, then the glass factory.
I think that sounds like the plan.
All right. Let me just make my little notes.
We'll change our mind over the next week and go to the other place. Whichever place Beth doesn't have a map for.
Indeed.
Well, I might actually just, you know, not make maps depending. You know, I was thinking of making some more maps, but it was such a nice day that I went walking out for like an hour. So, whoops. So.
I'm glad you got some of my weather.
Yeah, it was quite pleasant. You know, it was like 80, but there's a good breeze. It was in the shade. It was nice outside. It wasn't too humid.
I haven't done the map.
Like I said elsewhere, it was 55 when I got up this morning.
It's July.
Well, yes, it's July now, but I haven't done the math for sure. But this next session might happen around Halloween, so far as when the edited version goes live.
Oh, well. In that case, I'll have
dun,
a dun, dun, dun.
So going into a spooky library would be great for thematic reasons. And then it'll go live in early November and ruin everything.
Yeah, well, details.
I'll just have to publish the episodes out of order. That way, that next episode will go live around Halloween.
I don't think publishing them out of order is the best idea.
It worked for Firefly, by which I mean it didn't.
Yeah. Okay. So, any last banters or whatnot, or...
I think we just did 5 minutes of banter.
Well, so I was asking for second banter.
This was 11sies
banter.
This was 11sies.
Midnight banter snack.
Well, if this works, then I shall have to be grateful that anyone thought I could fit through that mirror. Also, my GIF before the session was prescient.
Oh, what was it?
Now we'll have to scroll up.
The ghost crawling out of the mirror.
Oh, that's what that is. I thought it was just someone reaching through a hole to grab something.
Ah, no. Yeah, it's one of those The Ring-style horror movies.
I prefer my GIF because it's a very happy goat.
Well, I'm just delighted to be out in the world again after so many years trapped in that mirror.
I don't know what you're complaining about. I gave you plenty of MREs to eat in there.
They have so many outfits these days. And all of the people are so amenable to being influenced. It's wonderful. Except that one fellow, Boss Bampa, what a temper he had. I'll have to do something about him.
Right. And on that note, does anyone want to plug anything? Do we need to have more banter?
On our way to the library, I think I know someone whose mom writes books. Might want to pick up a few. I hear that there's this Libby app we can use to get them for free.
Yep. The library pays to get them. You have to ask the library, and they buy the ebook for
quite inexpensive as ebooks go. And then you read it for free on Libby, and you can look up what kinds of books. You can look up the books that you wish to request from the library at elizabethmccoy.com. And speaking of useful URLs.
Well, aaronbsmith.com is where I put all these podcasts and a few other things as well. And we have a Patreon, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming, where you can help us keep the lights on, along with our illustrious patrons, Ellie, Shanshen, Walter, Liv Droman, and Patron Emeritus Cindy.
Until next time, this is Beth saying, oh yes, it's terrible. She walked in my door and said that she was here for her mirror. And she took it. She just picked it up like it didn't weigh a thing. Walked off with it. It's absolutely terrorizing. That stuff's not real. It must have been some kind of trick. I can't figure out what the trick is. Good night, everyone.
It was smoke and, mirrors. That's kind of true. Oh, I think we should say goodnight, everybody. Oh, you've all left already. Well, I'll just turn off the light here then. Is this a light switch? What does